Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, dem Podcast zum Deutschlernen. Today we have two things. First of all, I'm going to talk a little bit about Interlaken, the town I spent some time 2 weeks ago. And afterwards I will answer the question of Missy from Washington. She asked me about the difficult word werden. So I will have to say something about its uses and different conjugations. She also asked me about chocolate. Switzerland is famous for its very good chocolate, but I will not talk about this today, maybe next time. Okay, let's start with Interlaken. Interlaken is famous because it's supposed to be very beautiful. Personally, I don't like the town at all. That's because it's too much of a tourist town. But the surrounding is extremely beautiful. It's surrounded by large mountains, snow-capped most of the time of the year, and you can go hiking and biking or whatever. The nature is just beautiful, and you have a great lake and everything you want. But the town itself isn't very large, and yeah, chances are if you talk to anybody on the street that he or she is a foreigner and is talking English but not German, and most of the shops are oriented towards Asian tourists. There are a lot of Japanese and Indian tourists in Interlaken. Yeah, and I don't like that. Nothing against the people, but I do have something against large groups of tourists. Always loud, always asking me where the way to the sea is and all those things. But if you're in Switzerland, you might want to take a look at Interlaken because the surrounding is so beautiful. And I've spent some time in the Carlton Europe Hotel. I've provided a link on the homepage and I can really recommend it. The rooms are nice, they're large and they're well lit and clean. The food was very good. And I loved the breakfast. It was a very large breakfast buffet. And the personnel was very friendly. I really have to say, I'm spending a lot of time in hotels, but I can't remember having seen such a friendly team. Everybody was friendly. That's not usual in Switzerland, I have to admit. Okay, that was the part about Interlaken. Again, there are some links on the homepage, so you might want to take a look at that. Okay, werden. I don't even provide a translation for werden, because there are so many meanings. I will just give you some examples. So let's start with the usual thing is, if something happens to me, like if I get wet, it's raining and I get wet, I would say, ich werde nass. Ja, ich werde nass. Or in the past tense, I got wet, would be, ich wurde nass. Okay, that's the easy part. Now, I might use it to express that I will do something in the future, like, I will go to work tomorrow. Ich werde morgen zur Arbeit gehen. So you have a translation of I got wet, or I will go. And I could say let's say you will certainly get ill. In German that would be du wirst bestimmt krank. Wirst is another form of werden. So now again, I have will, but if I say she turns red, like her head is turning red, I would say sie wird rot. Now we have a completely different meaning. Hey, it's not my fault. So that would be sie wird rot. Maybe again because something is happening to her against her wish. Or if I say we're driving to town in a car and we get overtaken, I would say wir werden überholt. Wir werden überholt. Again, something is happening to us. Oder you will arrive late. Ihr werdet zu spät kommen. Ihr werdet zu spät kommen. Beziehungsweise they will arrive late. Sie werden zu spät kommen. Sie werden zu spät kommen. Now we have different meanings and we have different conjugations. So let's go through that again. First person singular would be ich werde. Ich werde. Second person singular is du wirst. Du wirst. He and she, er bzw. sie wird. Er wird. Sie wird. First person plural would be wir werden. Wir werden. Second person, ihr werdet. Ihr werdet. And third person would be sie werden. Sie werden. Okay, that was just the present tense. Now what about the past? That would be ich wurde. Ich wurde. Du wurdest. Du wurdest. Sie wurde. Er wurde. Plural. Wir wurden. Wir wurden. Ihr wurdet. Ihr wurdet. And the last one is sie wurden. Sie wurden. Okay, past and present and future. Werden actually is future. Usually it's used if I say ich werde morgen zur Arbeit gehen. And I say morgen, so it's clear that I mean the future. But I could also mean I will do something right now. Like, ich werde jetzt mit den Fingern schnipsen. And the present tense would be wir werden überholt. It's happening right now. I'm sitting in the car. I'm driving. All my car is able to drive. And still I get overtaken. Wir werden überholt. So there's no difference between the present and the future, but I have to say something additionally to make clear that I mean the future and that I mean which time I mean. Like, ich werde morgen zur Arbeit gehen, ich werde am Sonntag joggen gehen, something like that. Otherwise it would be right now. Okay, let's see if you learned something. What would be on German? She turns red. Sie wird rot. And what would be she will arrive late. Sie wird zu spät kommen. And what about you will get wet. Ihr werdet nass werden. And what would be I turn red. Ich werde rot. Okay. Missy, I hope that helped you a little bit. And again, I admit it's difficult. I'm sorry. It's not my fault. And actually, I have never knowingly learned any grammar about werden, and still I can use it, so maybe If you listen to me enough, you will learn it just by listening to me. Yeah, not likely. Okay. Okay, wir haben den 30.05. Es ist Mittwochabend. Heute hatten wir nochmal super Wetter und ich habe mir gegönnt, nur einen halben Tag zu arbeiten und bin den anderen halben Tag joggen gewesen und Velofahren gewesen und klettern gewesen und habe ganz viel Sport gemacht, weil es morgen schon wieder Regen gibt. Und dafür arbeite ich dann halt morgen und Freitag ein bisschen länger. Die Freiheit habe ich zum Glück. Ja, und damit wünsche ich euch erstmal ein paar schöne Tage and say tschüss.